You're tuned to 90.5 WICN, Jazz Plus for New England. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Listen online at WICN.org. Good evening, I'm Al Vona, host of The Public Eye. So nice to have you with us. Hey, you know me, I like to be the cheerleader for Massachusetts and specifically all of New England, a place that I was born and raised, a place that I love. And it never surprises me as to how much culture there is up here in New England. And in fact, this coming summer, the summer of 2026, Martha's Vineyard will have the author series. A series of well-known authors will be appearing, talking about their books, talking about issues, and something very exciting. And you don't have to be a writer to attend or to enjoy this series. It's just a way of being able to listen to people who have wrote, people who've been very successful in writing, and the books they write, the topics that they talk about. Joining me is the executive director of the series, Sue Ellen Lazarus. Again, the Martha's Vineyard author series 2026 coming up beginning this June 6th. So for the next half hour, we'll be talking with Sue Ellen and getting a sense of what you can expect and some of the folks that you'll be listening to at the series. Sue Ellen, nice to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Al. It's a pleasure to be here.
You know, as I said before we got before we went on air, I know you're a book lover. I'm a book lover. Sometimes it's just so relaxing to break away from the computer, the cell phone, go into my favorite, my room, my favorite spot in my room, and pick up a good book and read that. I think taking it to another level. With the Martha's Vineyard author series would be even more so, because now you're getting to put the face with the book. You're seeing them live in person talking about that. So let me start by asking you, how long has the series been around?
Well, we run both the Martha's Vineyard author series and the Martha's Vineyard Book Festival. They're held in alternating years. And the first Martha's Vineyard Book Festival was in 2005. So we're into 21 years of rotating between the book festival and the author series. And so the book festival is one weekend. It's the first weekend in August. The author series runs throughout the summer with a series of talks. So we've been doing it for many years. We've gotten our model more sophisticated and more precise as we've continued. And some years we have six talks, some years we have seven, some we have eight, but this year we're up to nine talks. We're about as big as we've ever been, and we're starting quite early. We usually are July and August this year because of various scheduling issues. We're starting June 6th with Belle Burden, who has the blockbuster memoir Strangers, which is indeed set on Martha's Vineyard. So it was a very fitting book to begin the series with.
Yeah, and go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's setting on Martha's Vineyard, and the fact is everybody's talking about this book, young, old, women, but men too. It's really something to hear how this book has just captured people's imaginations.
Yeah, I want to clarify for the audience that there's a combination of both male and female authors that will be in attendance. And you know what, Sue Ellen, you're absolutely right. As I said, summertime is the perfect time to be on the vineyard. And what a relaxing atmosphere. And as you said, listening to, authors, very successful authors, seeing them face, in person, talking face to face with the audience. In fact, you've got former First Lady Jill Biden coming on as well, right?
Yes, we do. And she doesn't usually come to Martha's Vineyard. She usually goes to Nantucket. So we were really happy to get her.
Does it, I guess in starting the series, was it difficult to get name authors? I mean, I would assume that you want to have, name authors to be able to attract, a large audience. But how was it when you were starting out? Was it difficult?
Well, when we first started in 2005, we were a little bit unsophisticated, and we didn't know if people would come or not. So we invited local authors. We stuck to authors that were on the island already. But the fact is, the island has a lot of big-name local authors. And one of the people we invited was Judy Blum. And when she said yes, we were like, okay, there's something here. You know, we're on to something. And we knew it would be a success when we invited Judy Blum, because you don't only want to be showcasing big names. You want it to be an opportunity to introduce people to new authors that they wouldn't know about, and to help those authors, to give those authors a boost. But you need to balance it between the two. The big names bring people out, and then the new authors cause them to love the festival because they discover new authors. So our job is to do both.
And I've always found that it's great to have a new publication from a well-known author, especially if it's someone that you've followed. But it's really nice to find new talent, people who have new ideas, a new take on a subject or a completely brand new topic. And, in other words, expand your horizons, I guess, is the best way of putting it. So I find that to be a positive rather than anything else. I just want to take a quick pause to remind our listeners that you're tuned to 90.5 WICN, Jazz Plus for New England. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Listen online at WICN.org. I'm Al Vona, host of The Public Eye. My guest this week is Sue Ellen Lazarus, series director for the upcoming author series on Martha's Vineyard this year, featuring many well-known authors as well as new authors, including former First Lady Jill Biden, who will be on the vineyard talking about their books, their motivations, why they put what they put between the pages of a book. Which leads me to the next question, Sue Ellen. I mean, I assume that you've had, over the years, had the opportunity to speak with many of these people, many authors, face-to-face. Is there a common theme? I mean, what is it that makes people, first of all, the motivation to write a book is got to be tremendous. But secondly, is there a certain thing about writing? Do they take it from personal experience? Do they just find that they have this creative knack and they want to put that between the pages of a book? What is it that motivates writers?
Well, I'm not being a writer myself. I'm a little challenged in answering that question, Al. But I look at somebody like Eugene Robinson. And as you may know, Eugene Robinson was a columnist, editorial page editor for The Washington Post for many years. He's now he's chief political analyst, actually, for NBC News. But he hadn't written a book. His story is really this incredible family history. His book is Freedom Lost, Freedom Won. He was born in Orangeburg, South Carolina, and he lived in a house that was his great-great-grandfather's house. And his great-great-grandfather had bought himself out of slavery and did so at a time when Reconstruction was being enforced in the South. Mm-hmm. And the Robinsons still own this house.
Wow.
And there was a trove of papers in this house, in a safe, in his grandmother's room, which had been his great-great-grandfather's room. And he talks about in the book that he's lived with this history, but he hadn't fully uncovered it. And he hadn't had the time raising children, working, having a demanding career, but later in his career, he felt it calling to him, and he had to tell the story. But first, he had to do the research, and I think it was COVID that gave him a chance to do the research. And it's really a phenomenal story, and it's the story of slavery and the African-American path in this country, told through the lens of one man. So you both learn a lot about the history, but you also, it's a beautiful memoir about a family. So that book, so called to us when we heard about it, we felt it was important to include. And we have a number of memoirs this year. Sally Mann is coming. Sally Mann, the photographer, the renowned photographer from Virginia. We've been wanting her to come for years. Her previous book was such a blockbuster, and this book is called Artwork that she'll be talking about, and it's really her message to younger photographers or younger artists, instructing them on what she did right and what she did wrong and would do differently. So passing on her wisdom. But it has a lot of her journals in it and a lot of her photographs. So there is something about the memoirs wanting to share a story. I know it's something that I think is worthy of sharing. We also have another memoir is Daniela Gerson, and she's our debut writer, younger woman. She's in her 40s. She's telling a fabulous family history, which is a history of survival, too, not unlike Robinson's. Her father's family came from a small town in Poland, but was the largest population of Jews in Poland. And the way they survived, because everybody in the town was exterminated, the way they survived was by emigrating through the Soviet Union. And it's the story of emigration through the Soviet Union and eventually, you know, spending time in Siberia and Uzbekistan and ending up back in the United States. And it coincides with the story of her wife, who her father's family also was from the same town in Poland and lived across the town square and also emigrated through the Soviet Union and ended up in Israel. So it's both a love story and an immigration story and a story of the Holocaust through the Soviet Union, which is a story you don't hear a lot. It's a fabulous book. It's her first book. And again, I think it's a story that she felt she had to discover and then share.
I have heard that from so many, you know, in the course of a year, we probably have 90% of our guests are writers or authors. And you're exactly right, Sue Ellen. You hear that from so many people that, I wasn't planning on writing, but I came across some paperwork or some documentation from family from, you know, maybe, you know, 15, 20, 30 years ago or longer, mm-hmm. and just felt mm-hmm. that I wanted to share it with others. And then you find that there's a common thread, between the author and readers thinking, hey, you know, my family experienced a similar situation as well. And I find that that's the connection between writers and their audience. There's always something. I'm not saying that every genre is applicable to every reader. We all have our little niche. But we do seek out stories that either resonate with us personally or make a connection, whether it's through family or some event that happened in our life. And it sounds like this lineup of authors, which, as you said at the outset, one of the larger ones that you've had in recent years, is really a cross section of many diverse backgrounds. So I think the mm-hmm. audience is going to be very excited to be in attendance, which leads me to the next question, which is how big of a venue? I mean, are we talking a large audience, or is this more of an intimate setting?
Well, we use different settings. We don't have our own building, and there aren't that many large venues on Martha's Vineyard. So the first event with Belle Burden will be more intimate because we just felt that book lent itself to getting giving people a chance to get together with the author and have an intimate discussion. So that one is at the Winnetou Oceanside Resort on June 6th. The other events are either at the Performing Arts Center, which holds 800 people. So those are bigger venues. It's one of the biggest venues on the island. And the others are at the Chilmark Community Center, which is what we call Up Island and the rural part of the island. But that holds about 300 people. So we use what we can. And most of our events are on Thursdays and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock, except for the Bell Burden event, which is it's an afternoon event.
Yeah. Does the audience have an opportunity to pose questions to each guest?
Yes. Oh. We always allow plenty of time for questions and answers. And that's what people really want to have.
Exactly. Yeah.
After they listen to the author, maybe their questions are answered, but they also want to have the opportunity. Some of these books are out already, and people will have had a chance to have read them, sometimes not. And so they're very much dependent on what the author says about them to ask the questions. But, you know, like there's the Jill Biden book is coming out in June. It's embargoed now, so we haven't even read it, but we decided we could invite her anyway.
Yeah.
That there would be plenty of interest in hearing her. Maggie Haberman's book. Maggie Haberman will be speaking on August 2nd, and her book that she wrote with Jonathan Swan is called Regime Change. And that book is embargoed now, too, and will be out late in June. It's the story of Trump's first year in office of his second term and how he's very much changed what the presidency looks like.
Yeah, I love the idea that there's a combination, as I'm listening to you this evening, a combination of history, so you can go way back and find authors that have touched upon topics that relate to, as you said, the Holocaust or maybe World War, some part of World War II, or a little bit later on, maybe the social unrest that we had in this country, especially in the 60s, and then we move forward to present. So, and the other thing I love about the whole idea is that it's not all lumped into one day or one week.
Right.
It's spread out, over a course of months. So if you happen to be down there to the Martha's Vineyard in August, you'll have a number of authors that you can listen to. If you're there in July or June, you'll have opportunity there as well. And I couldn't agree with you more that people love to interact. Oh, geez, Jill Biden's going to be there, and I have some questions I want to ask her. I think it takes it to another level. It's one thing to read the book, but now to put a face with the name and with the work of art, and then being able to pose questions is really an exciting format. And I assume that from the get-go, that was an intricate part of the festival being successful, is being able to have that interaction, right?
Well, it feels, you're absolutely right, Al. It feels very personal to people. They get, because...
Oh, did we lose you? It looks like we've lost Sue Ellen Lazarus, and unfortunately we're running out of time. But a great lineup of authors will be in attendance this summer down in Martha's Vineyard for the Martha's Vineyard Author Series. So if you're down on the vineyard, or if you're planning on being anywhere on the Cape, it's a good time to join, partake this event. It's not always held every single year. And with a great lineup this year of authors that you can personally speak with, listen to, and an exciting opportunity to sometimes meet your favorite author, if you will, or one that you found has been very intriguing because of the type of work that they've done. But Sue Ellen Lazarus, our guest, was nice to have Sue Ellen joining us and talking about the upcoming series. But again, starting this June 6th, the Martha's Vineyard Author Series down on Martha's Vineyard with a complete lineup, including former First Lady Jill Biden. running through August. You can Google Martha's Vineyard Author Series to get more information about how to go about. And by the way, it's a free event as well, which always is a good thing as well. So we want to thank Sue Ellen Lazarus, and we want to thank you for joining us here on WICN for another edition of The Public Eye. If you have any questions about the broadcast, you can certainly give us a call here at WICN. Our main number is 508-752-0700. You can pose any comments, questions, or feedback to me directly. That's Al Vona, V-U-O-N-A, at WICN.org. For The Public Eye, this is Al Vona. Thank you so much for tuning in.